people from your district been here talking, you were here to hear them, but so.
I heard.
Oh, you did, okay.
Always listening, always in tune.
He's listening, all right.
All right.
Anybody else in the public? Anybody else? Last call. We'll move along.
Can I add one comment? I just, if I may, I mean, I don't know when that one point.
You can.
I think to the point that was made earlier, I don't know what our plan is beyond today. I know once the governor, they all sign everything comes official and legal. What is the next steps? I guess to the point that was mentioned just earlier, are we going to have more public comments or workshops in reference to prioritizing, in reference to where we want to go on ordinances? What are the next steps, if you would share that?
We won't bring it back. We'll talk about it again, sure.
So we're gonna talk about implementation at the end of today's workshop. Okay. And we discussed it on a high level at last workshop. There are a number of steps after today that must take place. For instance, once this is done, and we assume it'll be done today in draft form, it'll be submitted to the state. It'll start that process. State will review, and there's a number of probably back and forth that will take place, and ultimately we'll have a second round draft, if you will, and that will be what we will have the public hearing for. And we'll have another public hearing right here where anyone that has any interest in anything contained in these hundreds of pages will be able to come forward and provide comment. And ultimately, this council will decide on what stays and what goes and what gets amended. So that's a very high line way of.
And then beyond that, you know, and then are we talking about, that's kind of where I was thinking, is after that process, are we going to come back and convene in a regular Tuesday public hearings and then kind of prioritize and think about what we want to do with ordinances? I mean, what are your thoughts there?
Well, the prioritization will not be public hearings.
It will not be a public hearing.
No. Okay.
But it'll be a public
one
meeting.
One public hearing. It'll be a public meeting.
Yeah, right.
Well, public meeting versus public hearing. So
this group will also, in a separate exercise, discuss implementation, prioritization. The plan is to come forward with a list and some factors within that list so that we can tell you and get your feedback on where you want to rank these priorities as it relates to actionable items, whether or not it will take a new ordinance or amending current code, or it's just a policy change. And through those discussions, which I think it'll be pretty much an evolution, we'll have our priorities set. That's going to be done very soon. We don't have to wait for the comments from the state to start talking about prioritization. In fact, next Tuesday, we're going to start having discussions on density and buffer, which is a result of the comp plan efforts over the last year and a half. So we're already almost in the implementation stage, but we'll have a formal list and plan produced by conversations.
And that in itself is new, correct? I mean, this council, George, that's never been done before, correct? In the 32 years you've been here.
No. There's a lot of things that haven't been done in the 32 years.
Well, there was in the 08 plan, there was that list of items that was actually contained in the plan, but it was never prioritized. There was never.
Or action thereof.
Yeah, I mean, they were all considered. I want to, you know, I beat that drum. You know, a lot of them were adopted in one form or another, or parts of them were, but there wasn't really an implementation plan.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anything else from council?
Thank you, sir.
John, I guess you're. Here's my thought for what we're doing today. I think we got a new economic development chapter revised, and we also got a new mobility
and a future land use.
Okay, I would guess we're going to discuss those three things first.
Yes, we can.
And then I thought what we do is our last meeting. If you remember, he should remember. He's not here yet, but. I ask everybody to take your time and read through this document and make notes of things you wanted to discuss or ask questions about. So my thought, we'll go through the first two or three things to review, and then we'd start in the front and go chapter by chapter with any questions they might have and move on through this thing, and hopefully by 3 o'clock be done with it.
All right.
And if we're not, we'll have to come back another time to finish it up. But I mean, that's the game plan would be to review the two or three chapters we had revised visions to, and then start and go on through it. Everybody understands that?
I do.
Okay, good.
Some notes getting printed right now.
Oh, my Lord. That's bad.
Did you print them by chance?
I did.
Do you have an extra copy?
I don't. Well.
You have a copy machine.
Let me go through.
That's right. I just sent them to Nancy.
So if you want to keep starting, I'll see what I've got.
So, where should we start to know as far as which chapter you want to?
Let's let John get going, okay. And then, because I think there were a few things he wanted to go over as well.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. We do have a comment that was received regarding the conservation element regarding Inland Bay preservation. Language talks about the county should include language to address the degradation of the Inland Bays and canals due to silt deposits there, the loss of navigable waterways to silting is increasing and detrimental to the recreational opportunities as well as survival of businesses and jobs. So the suggestion is the county should work with municipal, state, and federal officials to ensure the survival of those navigable waterways in the county. Is there any comments on including a strategy like this within the plan?
I can add a little background to this. This is part of the conversation that the Association of Coastal Towns has had. Mm-hmm. That association, as you know, is kind of had a resurgence here in recent months. They had a discussion as an association of whether or not to weigh in on the comp plan. It was decided at that meeting that if individual towns wanted to weigh in on these topics, they should do so. That is a result of this comment from the mayor relating to this issue.
I guess wouldn't that, I mean, there's a reason we wouldn't include that. It makes sense since we would whatever. I mean, I don't know how we. I guess it's not saying us, is it, or what's going to ensure it survives? Is that not just us, I would hope? Am I reading that word?
We would certainly be a partner in that effort. Yeah,
but
yes.
not the county will make sure it survives. Anybody got an issue with that? Are we okay with it? Sure, okay.
All right, thank you. So on that note, we can move on to the economic development chapter.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Did they bring this to your house last week? The envelope? Is he in the building? Yeah. You should put it in there. That envelope went in here. Yeah.
Barbara's okay. We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Do we have any comments that we want to put up, I guess?
I have anything on economic development. We got the new stuff a week and a half ago or something. Mr. Burton?
I do have some.
It's coming down.
I got them coming.
Oh, it's coming
but,
down.
But, so comment number one on my economic development would be, shovel-ready sites. We mentioned the fact that there's got to be shovel-ready sites. And I see that we have our coastal airport industrial park, and then there's one in Seaford that I think is sold out or close to. And I don't know if, thank you, Nancy, I don't know if, are we looking to places that that shovel-ready sites could and should go, kind of like with the map that you determined where certain other zonings should go. Is there the same type of process with places for shovel-ready sites?
So I can actually
mention that there's none of them. So.
So, and that, again, I think that's one of the strategies is to try to find those and create those properties that would be shovel-ready. And also as part of the future land use map, the Planning Commission did expand the industrial areas to allow for the ability for additional potential shovel-ready sites So we have addressed, you know, they might not be there today, but there's definitely strategies in there to how do we get them there and how do we work with other people to have those ready.
Does your planning brain say that we have enough of them in the right areas?
So I would think that as part of an implementation strategy or next step, you would try to catalog those locations, and it would be based on access to infrastructure, available capacity for sewage and water and power. Once you identify and prioritize, it could be similar to what we did for our suitability analysis process. Just kind of see where those locations are and how they kind of line up with where our future land use classifications might be. Shovel ready is can vary depending on the kind of development that you want to put in. The level of intensity is a big factor. You may have to expand or improve upon what already might be on that site to accommodate what that future development might look like. But I think it's a great idea to see where those areas that might be more ripe for development might be, and then try to drive or prioritize growth in those areas more specifically than others.
Yeah, I mean, I what I saw out of the land use map for the purple areas that we expanded on the current purple, but didn't add any new purple.
Correct. Yeah, there was a review, I think planning and zoning looked at the existing areas for industrial development and identified space adjacent to or near those that may potentially access roadway and rail and some other kinds of amenities that would then support that type of use. And those were the areas of expansion or new industrial classification.
Okay. The plan mentions occupational clusters. Are we, is that a certain type of zoning? Are we looking at that as a certain zoning type?
For occupational clusters, I look at that more as how the development is assembled on the land, not necessarily an overlay or a zoning. You could create, like within your commercial, you have your different commercial zones. Maybe a specific one that talks about clustering based on the type of use. It just depends on how you want it to take shape. You would probably want to make sure you build in some flexibility in that language in terms of how things would come together.
Okay. And the reason I homing in on that would be in the master plan, preferably around the two health campuses. Does this type of occupation zoning classification for occupational does that work inside of them? Is that inside of a master plan?
A master plan is kind of a small version of a comprehensive plan. You're looking at a very site-specific area for development, and it can have a range of different uses and restrictions. So within what would be permitted and what would not be permitted, you can develop that as part of specific zoning on certain parcels or as an overlay for an area, and then decide there how that would then come together.
So that's inside, not at this level.
Right.
Can I keep going?
Oh, yes, sir.
Page 25, business finders, fees, tax credit. Is this an ordinance? Is this something we do or should do,
sure.
Or is it enough? Or
I thought that was.
It's an existing program.
Yeah, it's an existing program. Is my recollection. That's listing existing programs that are offered by the state.
They can be taken
advantage
of.
Not by the county.
Yeah, yeah. This is just an example of things that are, you know, to attract businesses here to Sussex County, not county specific, but statewide.
But didn't we do that with the chicken plant in Harbison or something, where we gave so much per employee?
No, I don't think so. Uh-uh. I don't think we did.
State might have.
State probably did, yeah, but I don't think we did. We've done that a couple of times to different businesses, but not that. I mean, there was a couple we did that too, but.
That's all I have on economic development.
Anybody else got anything?
Just a comment, Mike, and I'm just curious. I mean, as we continue to identify the maps, and then and as you've alluded, how I'm just curious that the maps are being identifying. We are identifying on our maps areas of opportunity based on things you've just mentioned. Okay, we're talking about economic development, infrastructure. I mean, just various things that you've just stated. So, I'm curious, how does one take that, okay, in this comp plan as it relates to future applications for people and parcels, businesses that want to come into those highlighted areas, right, those identifiable opportunity areas? Is it something that we as a council and the P&Z will consider in our decision-making, that because it is in this particular area of opportunity as highlighted in our comp plan, this should be a higher level of consideration?
When you designate an area of land with a future land use classification that would allow permitted uses beyond what the AR1 zoning would allow, you are providing an incentive or some sort of method to drive and focus what could be developed in those areas. So from an economic development perspective, you're looking at the land that would be most suitable for those future developments, and then based on where developers are looking for future developments, whether they're residential, commercial, industrial, whatever, they would tend to gravitate toward those lands that would allow those uses, other more so than would be permitted otherwise on the AR1 land.
So the map itself, by identifying these areas of opportunity, by right, they'll have opportunities to be able to do more than the regular, normal AR1 zoning?
That's the point of having those future land use classifications. You're creating a framework that would be specific to that future land use type. So if it's a developing area, for example, you would have more of an intensity of use versus what you would have in maybe along the coastal communities, unless you're having some of those environmental standards checked. So those kinds of things are part of that logic when you move away from the highest, most potential development toward those low and moderate potential development, the standards would change and what would be permitted would change.
But it's just to be clear, it's not by right. You know, you still, it creates a pathway that it should be potentially more of an expectation that these uses are appropriate.
Right.
But it's not by right. You know, if it's zoned AR and you want to do something that's not permitted in AR, you still would have to get a change in zone, you know, or, you know, if you wanted to increase density beyond AR or beyond the 2 units an acre, you know, you'd have to get changed.
It's signaling to the community, both consumers as well as commercial, that these are areas as a body that, and as a community and as a county, that we feel these are the areas that you want you to focus in on.
And the flip side is that, you know, outside of maybe the developing areas, you should know if you're looking to do something here in Sussex County, it may not be the best location. So,
right. Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't indicate, though, automatically, like if somebody comes into one of these colored areas, they'll be standing here at the podium and just say, our land use plan, you know, the map supports this.
Yeah.
Or indicates this is a suitable area and all that stuff, right? But if it's on the outer fringes of that area and there's no infrastructure connecting it to anything, I mean, we can still weigh it out, because it says developing. It doesn't mean in an AR1 district, 2 units to the acre, a development at 2 units to the acre is development. So it can be the current, you know, zoning doesn't indicate it has to be automatically increased. I mean, we have to weigh out the type of road it's on. There may not be no shoulders on this road. It may not be adequate. There may be all these other things, and we can deny just because the map says it's in a developing area. Well, you are developing it. We're steering you this way, you know, through this map, but it doesn't mean we're going to increase your density. It doesn't mean we're going to approve commercial. It doesn't mean we're going to do any of this other stuff. But that's where we want development, as opposed to the other areas of AR1 that are maybe primarily agriculture. So don't read it in automatically that you're going to get some kind of approval to up it. It just, I mean, I don't think that's what that means.
And I would say we're sort of getting into the future land use element while we're still on economic development too. So, but yeah, no, that's an accurate statement, Mr. Cole.
It's okay.
Anything else on economic development?
I have a few things. I think maybe Mr. Lawson.
I think Mr. Burton's got something else.
Well, it says funding for the destination marketing and promotion. The word funding, I just question.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I didn't write the page number down.
I think that was one of the goals, objectives, and strategies, I think. Or maybe it was in the text and it translated to the goals.
It just mentions funding of destination marketing, and I'm not sure if we're the funding. So I agree with promoting, and we ought to promote this as a destination place, but I don't know about funding it.
Anybody know where it is?
I'll find it.
Yeah, I know I marked down. I know that talks about the DMOs on
page 10.
10, yeah. Yeah, right. It says the funding for destination marketing and promotion should be prioritized in light of the substantial dividends that it's capable of producing.
I guess your question is it should the funding word be in there? Does that give people the thought that we're going to fund this?
That's the question.
Or who's going to fund it?
Any thoughts there, John?
So I guess the question is, if there's an existing resource being used to market the county, how are those funds being spent? Is there an interest within council to have more of a hands-on approach in those decisions?
Any thoughts?
You mean to get into marketing for tourism? Is that what we're looking at, or is that
the
same
question?
The County Economic Development Office is looking at, they're spending money to promote the county to either business, industry, or tourism. The plan is suggesting that we prioritize how those dollars are spent. Is that something council wants to be involved in? My thought would be you would want to prioritize how the county markets itself based on the greatest need, which could be attracting new business and industry outside of what normally would come here. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to spend money differently. It could just mean that you're looking at how you would change the messaging. So if you prefer, we could go in and just update the language a little bit to talk less about how the money is prioritized and talk about more how messaging could be prioritized, and have it be less about the council and the county's involvement and more about supporting or promoting the county in the best way.
That's what I think. I mean, I think we ought to promote it, support it, whatever industry we can look at, whether it be destination or whatever, but I don't know that we should pay for them to come here.
Okay.
An easy fix would just be to say that, to take off the words "the funding for," and I think, Mr. Burton, what you're saying is just make the sentence "destination marketing and promotion should be prioritized in light of the substantial dividends that it is capable of producing."
Mm-hmm. It's a simple change.
Yeah.
Mr. Todd.
Sir.
Wasn't this as part of the deal that you had saying up front here about we're going to lose some cheap interest money? We had so much money in our account. How much money were we going to give them? You remember that?
That's the loan. That's the Excite loan.
The Excite loan?
That's for business development, though. That is not for
tourism.
Not for tourism. Not designed for tourism.
Okay, I thought it was economic development.
Through the Economic Development Office, correct.
Okay.
But not for tourism, per se.
I think that fixes it, Vince.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just had some comments going through it, because one of the things that council asked was staff to go through and review it, and just if we had any comments or whatever. Just some observations and then a few comments and maybe some changes. But I, because it was talked about at our last meeting, I know there was a bunch of, I'm on page 6, we had a lot of people who are involved in agriculture here in Sussex County talk about agribusiness, and I pointed out to them that we kept that text in and the promotion of it in the future land use element. At page 6, we also included it in the economic development element. That's not a change, it's just an observation on the record just to show that we still see the importance of promoting agribusiness where it's appropriate to eliminate or reduce or remove unnecessary regulatory and administrative hurdles. So I just wanted to point that out. We talked about this at Planning and Zoning. I thought we talked about it at Council, and maybe it's at this point too late, but we spend about 2 pages almost on forestry, And I know council talked about forestry is really part of agriculture. Why do we separate forestry out of agriculture? And it strikes me that the first sentence of the second paragraph, you know, of these two pages regarding forestry is, while the forestry industry in Sussex County has never been large, you know, it's, so it's like an admission that that's not a significant
impact
in Sussex County. It's important as part of agriculture being important to Sussex County, but, you know, I just question, you know, whether we need to have two pages dedicated specifically to forestry. You know, and I turn to the next page, and I'm not trying to make a comparison which is more important, but, you know, we talk about with tourism, employment in the sector of tourism has increased 37% since 2003, or between 2003 and 2015. So we've got, you know, basically a page on tourism that's increased 37% and two pages on forestry, which we said has never been strong in Sussex County anyway.
I'm getting weaker.
Yeah, why don't we include it in agriculture? It's more of, again, an observation on that one.
Well, the question I had for Janelle on that was, is there something special to the forestry business, the mills, do they need a different type of, or do they just go into the ag zoning classification?
Again, it all depends on what they're doing. Some of it would fall under ag, some of it would require industrial zoning, depending on what they're looking to do. So there's not a specific zoning classification that forestry needs. Those needs fall into many different current zoning classifications.
There was the commission, there was the thought, and I think this also is the same as agriculture, that forests themselves are an important part of Sussex County because that's, you know, open space or natural area or whatever you want to call it. But again, it seems like that's still part of agriculture. Anyway, just an observation on that.
Is your thought to take it out?
Well, I know that was, it's more whether you all want to, particularly at this point in the game. We've talked about it before. I kind of was going through looking at areas that, you know, we could try to slim the plan down, you know, and I highlighted a few on that, and that just struck me as one because it's, you know, like I said, it starts out saying it's never been large, and again, it's part of, you know, agriculture, which appropriately we do spend a lot of time talking about. So, anyhow, just sort of a thought.
What's the thought, Em? I got it.
If you just get up an airplane and take a ride, you'll see a lot of trees.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of trees.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
So that's very important for forestry.
No, I agree. Don't disagree with that. I just wonder if it's not all part of agriculture, you know.
I believe it's part of it.
Yeah.
Agriculture. It's called ag land.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah.
Janelle.
And I believe also as when we were going through the goals, objectives, and strategies, we ended up merging the goals, objectives, and strategies that were specific for forestry into ag, so they kind of combined them already. If you want to leave a section on forestry, I think there's a way to leave a section, but also reduce the amount of time focus that is presented on forestry, if that's what you would like to do.
Okay, everybody okay with that? Yeah, I would say leave something about forestry, but it hasn't got to be a book necessarily.
Okay, we'll take a
shrink it down.
Yeah, that's something that I'm going to take care of.
Just in reference to, in my own mind, clarification about forestry. And forestry, the definition is it a business? I either they're, as you had mentioned about a mill, and they're processing and cutting down and, you know, cutting up, or are we talking preservation here?
Well, this one
and to me, it's different. So, to me, what are we referring to here?
I think this is business.
This is the business side and economic mm-hmm. development.
But do we have any mills at all in this county today?
Sure.
And how many do we know?
Right now, it says in the text, it says Delaware only has a handful of small sawmills with no paper mills or other solid wood products.
But we do have some in Sussex County.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's
at the bottom here too. It says whatever implant is. Estimates the size of the commercial log industry at 30 employees in commercial logging and 14 in sawmill operations. Yeah. So I guess what they're saying, ours is so small, it doesn't fit the standards of even releasing information about that stuff.
It's a lot cheaper buying land preservation by leaving forestry in the state.
And I think we want to recognize the importance of it.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, also, you know, try to address the length of the plan, the overall plan itself.
Yeah. You can probably cut that in half or something, whatever to make. Yeah.
We'll take a look at it.
That's fine. Sure.
Well, one of our jobs is try to encourage them to stay.
Certainly.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But we're saying it's all part of agriculture. Well, you know, they're growing trees, they're growing corn, whatever, you know, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, but you're right.
Mr. Vincent, my next one, this is for John. As I was reading through this, on starting on page 13 at the top, I got, and it's easy to do sometimes, I got confused with some of the statements. So at the top of page 13, it said, several industries have contracted since 2010, including finance, insurance, and real estate, and manufacturing. And then on the next page, it says, 14, the last sentence, today, the fastest growing sectors of the economy are healthcare, agriculture, food processing, and manufacturing. So on one page, it says manufacturing is contracting. On the other, it says it's the fastest growing. I don't know. I know we had a sub-consultant working on economic development, but that I had trouble following that. And, I mean, it talked about, on 15, the sectors that will see the largest growth in terms of absolute number of employees, as well as annual average annual growth, will include education, healthcare, leisure, and hospitality, construction, retail, trade, professional business, and IT services. That sort of seemed contradictory. And then the next page, contrary to the prior statement I mentioned, it says Sussex County manufacturing growth will be driven by food manufacturing, and they're expected to add 250 jobs over the next 10 years. And then transportation, 150 jobs, and beverage manufacturing, 40 jobs. If maybe you could just go back to that consultant and just,
yep.
It seemed like they just didn't track through. Or at least it's confusing. Maybe it's just the data and the way it's the data is put into sentences. Just I didn't follow.
So. Okay, we'll find out.
Yeah, I think that was all I had.
Laws, do you have anything?
Yeah, just a few observations. I'm mostly focused on goals, objectives, strategies, and it'll follow a theme throughout the day of reduction. Page 29, objective 9.1.3. There's two strategies under that. Objective that seemed pretty strong to me, requiring the county to undertake action, and I would suggest I would draw your attention to 3.1 and 3.3. First one being undertake a comprehensive analysis of county and local regulations to identify those regulations that may be inhibiting economic development. That seems like an action word that maybe we could water down, perhaps unless you think that is a top priority. And 3.3 is another, undertake a comprehensive examination of the economic development process in the county and identify potential areas for streamlining. Both of those seem as though they would be a priority as written today. I want to make sure the council shares that view.
I'm going to guess your question is the word undertake.
Yeah, should we just consider?
Because I think both those things, I think we'd all agree with economic development that both those things sometimes are an issue with regulations and regulations and regulations and how to streamline some of those regulations. So I think that's, personally, those two things are important, but maybe the word undertake could be something different than undertake.
Yeah.
My thought.
If you are undertaking a comprehensive analysis of county and local regulations, that's a $50,000 strategic plan done by a consultant, and that's another word that I'm reading into it. If that sounds like something we should do, then that is something we should have as a pretty strong priority. But if not, we can water it down.
Yeah, we could change the.
I would think we're not a word. I mean, if you read that, really, the elephant in the room is not the county and local regulations; it's state regulations. We don't mention that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what else to think about it. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to be there, but maybe the word undertake could be changed to something less than
okay. Whatever. Thank you.
We
can look at that. Next page, on page 30, objective 9.1.4, support small local businesses and county-based industries. Of course, that's important. Strategy 9.1.4.1. Establish a Sussex County Business Resource Center within the Economic Development Office to serve as a one-stop shop for existing businesses, and it goes on. A great idea, perhaps, but the way it's worded, that means it's a priority and it's something that the council wants to do immediately, is establish a Business Resource Center within the Economic Development Office. Again, drawing your attention to it, I don't know that we're in a position to do that immediately, unless you tell us that you want it done immediately.
So that one, just a little bit of background, that was actually kind of came, got a lot of talk at planning and zoning. That's sort of the term that was used at planning and zoning was the business Sherpa, you know, like you have a Sherpa if you're climbing Mount Everest, it sort of just takes care of everything for you. It was that, you know, there's a concern that, you know, somebody who wants to start a business or is, you know, sort of a mom and pop operation, they're looking to expand beyond that, they sort of don't know where to go to figure out who they need to see, you know, whether it's the state, the county, or whatever, and that would be a resource that the county could offer where you go there and somebody sort of helps shepherd you through that regulatory process.
Well, I think we've seen in other areas, other states that do that, that has worked well for people with business to have like a one person that guides them through the whole process.
Yeah.
But maybe, I mean, would you change that from established to maybe, I don't know, consider implementing or something different than established?
Yeah.
I mean, I think certainly the thought is great, but maybe it's just a...
And one of my concerns also is this is, in some degree, a role that our current economic development director plays today. So when the call comes in, he shepherds them through to any extent that we can go. We don't have five staff members sitting there waiting for the phone to ring. If you look at this, maybe that's what is envisioned, and I don't think that's what you would support. So, again, words matter. I'm just drawing your attention to it. If we could water it down to say consider expanding or establishing this resource center, that's something we could look at a future date. Okay.
I think that's
it's hard.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, sir.
I got, I think IG told me a while ago, maybe it's just, I don't want to duplicate this again, but under 9.2.2, it says provide an adequate supply. That tells me the county's going to provide all this adequate supply. Is that what we want to say?
What page are you on?
I'm on 31. Page 31.
Page 31.
9.2.2, objective. First word says provide an adequate supply of vacant shovel-ready land for commercial. That tells me we're going to provide all this land, unless I'm reading that wrong. And that I would question. I mean, I guess, John, could that be worded? I mean, I think the thought's good, but somehow it needs to be, maybe the word provide could be changed to something so it's not just the county, it's the county and the towns and private individuals and whoever.
Sure. So I guess going back to the earlier conversation, we were talking about maybe having an inventory done of where this shovel-ready land might exist within the county. So the objective language could be updated to reflect that the county will look at where an adequate supply of this land might exist as part of a future strategy or implementation.
I think that makes more sense in the word provided.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
How about your coastal airport? Wouldn't that be provided?
Well, it would be, but I mean, we don't want to provide the whole, buy land in the whole county to do all this. We should be in, you know, should be other people involved, fight as the county.
That's another thing to move automatically right there.
That's correct. We've done that at the airport, yes.
Yeah.
You're correct. Okay.
What's the next?
I'm sorry.
It's Bay Health is in Melford, right? Not near Melford. You change that.
Yeah, I've got that as something we'll fix.
It says, near, and it's actually in.
Needs to be near.
Needs to be near. And then Bay Health and the Moores are going to spend $500 million. So I think that number of $500 million should be changed to maybe $1 billion if you include BB and Lared and all those other.
Anacoke and whoever.
Yeah. Currently on the books is $1 billion in Melford, and the plan says.
Yeah, it's at page 11.
Half of it, and we've already spent that.
All right.
What the hospital sells?
It's in the third paragraph of 9.4.
I thought it had up 300 million one time.
It's 422.
They've gone up from there?
Yeah. That's all I got.
We good?
Are you okay? Everyone's okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Do we want to jump to mobility?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to fix all this mess, I'm sure. Nailed up a bunch of brought in here. Shoo!
Get the vest on. You get your hard hat and your, yeah.
Yeah. You're in a danger zone.
I was going to stay seated.
I saw how fast John moved out.
I saw that too.
Yeah, I didn't stand up a little bit anyway. Have a seat. Okay, good morning. Josh Thomas with LDOT.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Jennifer Sinelli Miller with LDOT.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mayur Eshkare with AECOM.